Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, beloved God. Thank you for joining us today on Operation Salvation Ministries. As usual, it's prayer time. You know, prayer time is always because we have to pray. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. You know, because it keeps us strengthened. It keeps us aware of what's going on. Because God reveals things to us that some don't see. But I want to talk about something today, and we're going to pray about it, that I think a lot of people see but don't understand what's happening. We are in warfare. We are in conflict against an enemy, an unseen enemy. And I'm going to be reading today from the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 down through 18. We're going to talk about those things. But first of all, we need to talk about what's happening. What in the world is going on? Since this new president has come in, man, it seems like the world is turning upside down. And they are blaming it on him. You know, and when I look at this situation, I'm saying, how in the world can they blame what they're doing on him? It's like he's telling them what to do. When uproar, when stuff began to become chaotic, the news media, they blamed it on him. It's like he's God. I don't know if they realize it or not, but if they blame everything on him, look like he has the control. We don't have power over people's wills and choices. People choose to do what they do. But when you put that on someone else because of their actions, their decisions, it's bad. But anyway, we come to pray today. We come to talk about the protests. Matter of fact, we're talking about the paid protesting that turns into riots. And some is planned, and some are not. But the thing is, why now? Why so much civil unrest? It's not normal. It's not normal. This is spiritual. Now, whether you know it or not, and some of you need to look this up on YouTube about the presidency of Donald Trump. God said Donald Trump was going to be president in 2011. Now, you want to look at this, you can go to YouTube and look up Mark Taylor, 2011 prophecy of Donald Trump. And I've seen it, and I'm here to tell you, the guy is precise. So this is why I see so much stuff coming up, because God placed this man in place. Take a look at it. Whether you like him, whether you don't, it doesn't matter. Now, before saints is concerned, you that are born again, it shouldn't be an issue with you. Because you know who God puts up, and you know who God takes down. Now, the world is different, and I understand their point, because they don't know. But the church, the body of Christ, when I'm talking about the church, I'm talking about the body of Christ. The body of Christ should know what's happening. And if you don't know, seek God. Because you have to understand, there's no man nowhere can undermine God. I don't care what kind of cabinets, Congress, Senate, or whoever, they cannot undermine God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and them that are in it. Understand, beloved God, God has this, but not only does God have this, God has you. If you put your trust in Jesus, everything will be all right. He will make your load right easy, and your burdens will be light. So just rest yourself. But it's your time now, saints. It's prayer time. Now, you talk about, I've talked about the paid protesters. They've got racism up in the air now. Come on. Why now? They're tearing down statues, a Confederate statues. Why now? Those things have been up years, for years. Now they're tearing them down. Why now? You know, and the people that are tearing them down, it was the same party, which is the Democrat Party, which put them up. They erected them. They put them up. Now they're tearing them down. And I believe the reason that they're turning them down now, is because it's been found out that the Democratic Party was founded by the KKK. And still is. Still is ran by the KKK. White supremacists. But it's just subtle now. It's just being done underhanded. And because it's got black people in it, mostly in it, a lot of people think that it's the black party. No. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. No. But anyway, you need to find out, you need to do the research and find out what's really going on. But this guy that was put in, this president that was put in by God. The Democrats didn't want him. They thought he was going to lose. They thought Hillary was going to get it. Republicans didn't think he was going to win it. That's why come when they say they were going to repeal and replace this Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, for 7.5 years, they said it, but they never did anything about it because they did not think that they were going to win. But that lets you know that God is in control. And because God is in control, that's why things are like they are right now. We have to read between the lines. We have to understand what's going on. See, we do need to understand. God has this. God is in control. God, it's God's order. And learn about this guy. Learn about Donald Trump. You may not like him, but he is the president of the United States. And God placed him there. Couldn't stop him. He's unstoppable. He's unstoppable. They're trying to stop him on every side, but they can't stop him. So, I want you, as saints, if God quickened it, and I do understand that God now is quickening the body of Christ to pray for this country, not only this country, but the world. As God put it in our spirits, he's called us into wartime. He's called us in to a time of war. We are engaged now in conflict against an unseen enemy. And he's working behind the scenes. And he's called Satan. The Bible said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is walking about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, whom you have to resist steadfast in the faith. You have to resist him steadfast in the faith. Because you have to understand that what you're going through and what you're seeing is also happening to your brothers and sisters. They're in the same conflict. Because we're connected. Now we are north, east, west, and south. That's where we live. The body of Christ is very massive. And we may never meet each other face to face. But we're connected to one source. And that's where we get our information from. We are a power in this earth. to be reckoned with. We are the body of Christ. We are the saints of the living God. We possess authority. But you have to understand who you are. God made you who you are. If you're born again believer, you have authority. But you've got to fight that good fight of faith. You've got to pray. You're going to win. Can't lose. Because really the battle is not our battle. The battle belongs to the Lord. He said, be not afraid by reason of this great multitude, because the battle is not yours, but the battle belongs to the Lord. We win. But he just wants us to be a part of what's going on. We can change things. The things that he wants us to change. See, God has vested us with authority. And he wants us to use what he's given us. He's given us authority over all the powers of the devil. So don't you fear. Don't you fret. Because you understand what's going on. You're not in darkness. You see what's happening. And I'm calling all my brothers and sisters around the world. And I know this broadcast is going to reach all those who God has designated it to. And some of you that are asleep, you need to be saved. God is going to wake you. Because you need to possess that authority. You need to get what God has for you. You weren't born in this world to be walked over. You have an authority. And the amazing thing about prayer is that prayer can go where you can't go. Once the Holy Spirit quicken you in your spirit, what to pray for? It doesn't matter where you are. It's going to reach its destination. Wherever God sends his word, it's going to accomplish the task that it was sent to. Understand that. We are the born-again believers. We are the body of Christ. Now, in the book of Ephesians, the sixth chapter, and I know some of you know it, and I'm going to entitle this, You Got to Get Dressed for Service, because it's wartime. We are engaged in warfare. Conflict against an enemy. He has shown his head. And I always said in the earlier days that when God allowed things to happen for Satan to show up his head, would he think that we become relaxed? And, you know, and when we don't see him, he wants to show his head, and then he once he pop up his head, God knocks it back down. You know that little game they play, used to play a long time ago? And some of them probably still play it, where the little animal will stick up his head, and then somebody get a stick and knock him back down. Hey. We're the body of Christ. Don't belittle yourself, because God has called you for a purpose. And that purpose is to fight the good fight of faith. In the book of Ephesians, the sixth chapter, verses 10 through 18, it says, finally, my brothers, talking about sisters too, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, not your own. The battle is not yours. The battle belongs to God. God just wants you to be a part of what's going on. Put on the whole armor of God, not parts of it, but whole, the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the tricks of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We don't wrestle against people. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against an enemy. But, he said, we wrestle against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And that's more evident today than it's ever been. Because when I look up there in D.C., they're talking about a deep state, a shadow government. But when I look up there and see Congress and them fighting against this man, and he's trying to do on both sides, Democrat and Republican, because when he came in, he was not a politician. He ran as a nonpartisan. He ran as a politician under the Republican ticket, but they didn't want him. He beat 16 GOPs in the primary. How can that happen? Then he 207 electoral votes and ended up with 306. How can this happen for a nonpolitician? The handwriting is on the wall, y'all. That's why so much stuff is going on right now. And you got to pray for this man, because I pray for him all the time. Matter of fact, I'm on his Twitter feed to keep up with him, to let him know that I'm praying for him. Because even if I didn't vote for him, the thing is, God placed him there, just like he did Obama, placed him there. No man could undermine God. So don't think it just happened or somebody pulled some strings. No. 2011 predicted that this man was going to be in the White House. Now, and this is what you are warring against. You're warring against those guys up there in Congress, the House, the Senate, the shadow government, the deep state. This is what you're warring against. Powers, principalities, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. I even seen videos where the witches are coming against this guy. That's a good sign. Why are witches coming against that belong to them if he belonged to them? This is warfare, spiritual warfare. Saints, arise. You got your marching orders. You got to be about your Father's business. Then it says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, the whole armor of God again, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, which is now, and also back in those days, but having done all, you have to stand. Look what you've been vested with. You are clothed with authority. You are wrapped up with authority. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth. You got to walk in the truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, you got to walk right before God. You got to be in right standing before God. And it is it, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. See, we're not bringing hate. We're bringing truth. We're bringing peace. But the only time that the truth seems to be unpeaceful is when one is walking contrary to it. But we bring peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, the just shall live by faith. In other words, beloved God, if you believe that you're saved, you believe that you're washed in the blood of Jesus. You believe that you are God's person, God's child. That's faith. That's faith. Then it goes on to say that when you walk in faith, you will quench, knock them out, all the fiery darts of the wicked. Anything that gets thrown at you in the spirit realm, in the spirit world, God knocks it back because your faith, because of who you are. You would be surprised all of the things that Satan has thrown at you, if God will show them to you. You'd be surprised that how much has been never reached you. Got close, so close to you, and God knocked it back because of your faith, because of who you are. Understand, beloved God, this is spiritual. This is not natural. Then he goes on to say, and take the helmet of salvation which means you've got to be saved. And then it says, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, study to show yourself approved. Read the Word of God, practice the Word of God, live the Word of God. Because when you do that, you're in the will of God. Then it goes on to say what we're going to be doing in a few minutes. Praying. Always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Got to pray for one another, y'all. Got to pray for this world, America, people that are in authority. We got to pray. If some things are coming down, even up there in Washington, D.C., around, you're not hearing about it, but a lot of stuff is coming down. But when you do hear about it, you're going to be amazed at how God has done it, and done it mostly in a way that nobody really knew what was going on. It's happening right now. And I hope God quicken your spirit to look into the stuff that I'm telling you about. And we have to be dressed for service. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, Lord, we come against every foul spirit, every demonic entity. We ask, God, that your will be done and that we walk according to your word and according to your standards. We are the body of Christ. You have called us. You have sanctified us. You have set us apart for purpose. Not to just go to church, not to just look like we're holy, but to be the church and be holy. Because in us is where you dwell. You dwell in us. And you spoke to us and told us that the kingdom of God is within us. And the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but is righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. We thank you for this great opportunity to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Father, those who have been manipulated by the enemy, by the devil, Satan himself, and his unclean spirits, and not know, God, I pray that they come to their senses, because I stand in agreement with other brothers and sisters, and we rebuke that spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. Satan, loose your hold. Oh, you have to, because we told you to. If they're not aware of what's going on, you have to release them. And they're going to get a clarity of mind and think about what they're doing and change their minds about what they've done. Feel sorry, feel remorseful for what they've done. We know, Satan, you use people because they have no idea that they are being used. But some do know that they're being used. But those who don't know that they're being used, we stand. We come in offense. We're closed in. We're coming in offense. And as we come in offense, we are defending those who are helpless, those that are vulnerable, because we are the body of Christ. We are the saints of the Most High God. And we stand. We stand because he said we could stand, because we do have the helmet of salvation. We do have the breastplate of righteousness. We do have the sword of the Spirit. We do have our loins girded about with the truth. We do have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we execute it. That's the authority that we have been vested with against you and this world, because we are the body of Christ, the church of the living God. And we stand, and we stand in our places. We have been seated in strategic places. Even the Bible says that we have been seated in heavenly places. We are the authority of God in the earth. And God is using us. You've shown your head. Well, what did you expect for us to do? But we cast you out now from those who've been taken advantage of by you. You're away from those who want to be free. In the name of Jesus the Christ, Yahshua the Messiah. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we thank you for calling us in the earth. We know that there's a mere call. Few chosen. We're chosen to go forth and fight the good fight of faith. We didn't call ourselves, but you chose us. You chose us, and you said, I'm choosing you so that you can go forth and bring forth fruit, and to pray that your fruit should remain. We are the body of Christ. We are the children of the Most High God. We know it because your seal is in our foreheads. You have separated us from the world, and you have put us in a place to be used by you in the earth. Satan uses people, but you uses us too. You use us to fight against him, even with our own issues that come. We cast them away, and we walk in holiness. We walk in righteousness. We keep your standards, because if we keep your standards, things begin to take place. And Father, we thank you now. Those that are listening to the sound of my voice, I pray, Father, that they be free. Satan, loose them now. Unclean spirit, loose them now. You have no authority, because God has reached them. They know what they want to do. Release them now in the name of Jesus, because we tell you to. Because we are the children of the Most High God. We've been given that authority in Jesus' name. But Father, thank you for everything, for your life, for your health, and for your strength. Because in you we move, in you we live, in you we exist, we have our being. And just want to say thanks. We appreciate the work that was done on Calvary. Jesus, thank you for accepting the challenge to come to give your life on the cross for us. Now you are sitting on the right hand of the Father, have declared to be the Son of God with power. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for allowing him to come and make the sacrifice. Thank you for everything, because you didn't have to do it, but you did. You didn't have this debt to pay, but you paid it. We owed it, but we couldn't pay it. Thank you for taking our place. Just like you did Barabbas, taking his place to die, thank you for taking our place to die and live again to give us life. Well, beloved God, it's time to go. Talk with you next time. Love you much. God bless you.